who you are. It's simply an energy that lives in you for a while and then becomes transmuted. Become friendly with your pain body. May not yet be thankful for it. I'm thankful now, but at that time I wasn't thankful. Become friendly with your pain body. This is the most powerful transformative tool, so to speak. Because very often, what manifests in the present moment is the pain body in you. So if you are not making the now into an enemy, if you become friendly with the now, that will mean at times you have to become friendly with the pain body because you're experiencing that emotion now. It's part of what is now. And that is becoming friendly with it. Simply accept that it's there. There it is. I can feel it. That implies, of course, that you know it's there. Which in turn implies, of course, that there's enough presence for you to see it. You cannot become friendly with the pain body if you don't see it. And the pain body's nature is not being friendly in itself. So when you are the pain body, you cannot become friendly with the present moment. That's not what the pain body does. So you see how it connects. It's based on presence. If there's presence in you, then you can accept it. Then you can be friendly with it. If there's not enough presence, you can't be friendly with the pain body because then you are the pain body and the pain body is not friendly. But once you are able to detect it, and that's all that's required to know it's there, then you can bring acceptance to it and say, there you are, there it is, whatever. Or simply just watch, feel it. Wow. Feel the raw emotion of it. Feel even the need to wanting someone else to draw in and make him or her part of that emotion. Feel what it feels like directly. What does it feel like in you as an energy field? What amazing. So you're watching it. That's all that's needed. So you cannot really watch it internally if you don't fully accept it. And you cannot fully accept it if you're not there as the witness, as the watcher of it. And that's all that's needed. So pain body, nothing wrong with you. Human, humanity in its present evolutionary stage, you can't escape that. The present evolutionary stage of humanity has pain body. Nothing personal. Not a problem. Not your personal dilemma. And by the way, there's nothing personal in presence either. The whole idea of person ultimately goes out of the window. As you probably know, the word person comes from Latin and is based on the mask that actors used to wear in the early forms of theater. Persona, the mask, the image of me. So presence isn't personal either, and yet it's I am. It's the essence of being, of your being. You and being are one. The essence of what obscurely shines through the egoic story of me, you feel there's a somewhere in there, there is an I am in there somewhere. But the I am gets mixed up with thought forms and memories and patterns in the mind. It gets mixed up with a story. There is something precious in the story, but it's not the story. It's the consciousness in the story. Even in a dream, people say a dream is unreal. Yes, it's unreal, but if there were not something real in there, the dream couldn't even be. For a dream to exist, there must be something there that enables the forms that make up the dream to exist. What is it that enables the dream to exist? Consciousness. It appears in consciousness. What is the essence of who I am somewhere hidden in that story? I'm looking for myself in the different forms of the story. And yet, each form of the story concealed as the essence of that form is I am, a sense of presence or beingness. That's I'm hiding everywhere, but hiding so well disguised that I can't even recognize myself. So it's a walking around in everyone is God in heavy disguise. So you can say, I am God in disguise. And the other person says, oh, I hardly recognized you. Or you could say, you certainly did fool me. And I fooled myself for a long time. So everybody feels there's something precious to who I am, and that is true. But it's not really in the forms of my story or in the form of anything. But hidden in the form, the essence of each form, of each thought that I have, of each emotion that I have, the essence that enables it to be is always the same, is always the one, is the divine one self.